Improvise.
Musical.
Comedy.
What are the words?
Making up as you go along.
Do you know what you're talking about?
Rhyming.
Choruses.
Choruses.
Bridges.
It's words. It's music.
Sing it. It's musical sometimes.
Hello.
Welcome to
musical
improv comedy.
Except.
What?
Without the comedy.
Yeah, it's all gone a bit Pete Tong around here. It's all gone a bit 90s.
It has been, hasn't it? Or even 60s, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, I'd just like to say, Joe, that a conversation that happened in a car on a drive back from Nottingham, where you were delirious with tiredness and I was half drunk.
Yes.
Has produced
an extraordinary night. Things that have actually happened, yes. We're turning strange conversations into reality.
Which I would highly recommend to anyone listening. So we've just come back from doing our first choir improvisation experiment with jam tarts.
Full choir improvisation.
50 people, wonderful, wonderful choir called the Jam Tarts,
yes.
The indie choir in Brighton.
Yes.
And they were kind enough to let us invade their practice.
Yes.
Thanks to Lee Mills.
For organising it and getting us in.
What a privilege.
Absolutely brilliant.
We have had the best time. So let's have a chat about it.
Okay, so, after the psychedelic singing experiment, we were so keen to get our hands on a choir.
Yeah.
That we're used to singing in harmony. Because there were a few moments of the singing experiment where we hit that nirvana of being, like, making a consonant group sound. And we wanted to see if that could work with a choir. And I had a transformative moment when I'm standing in the middle of 50 people with their eyes shut, all singing. And I just thought, how did this happen? This is utterly extraordinary.
I know, I was jealous of you at that point because I was one of the 50 people singing, which was also a beautiful experience.
Yeah, really stunning. There were so few moments that jarred, and even the moments that did jar, you knew that it would become incorporated very soon into the actual sound.
Yeah. And I guess nice for us to not have to worry about being funny.
Yeah, it is nice for us because the comedy's always there.
Which we found out later in the session.
Yeah,
you know,
we did.
We said, don't worry about being funny, but life is funny, people are funny. And when people are themselves, funny things happen.
And when people step over lines of fear, a very common reaction is laughter. And when they see that people are joining in with that laughter, it sort of consolidates that.
So yeah, the first thing we did was to just find some chords together.
Yeah.
And you were lucky to stand in the middle for that.
I was. I was thinking, if we do it again, and when we do it again, we should maybe invite people to just wander around in the middle of the circle while it's happening.
Yeah.
Just to sort of experience it.
beautiful.
Lovely.
And I got really excited at that point. And I was like, oh, man. It was just such a pleasure to have people that were really juiced about singing. You know? Do it all the time. Brilliant.
Yeah. And then we went on to an old favourite of ours.
Yeah.
The Pointing Song, which we did with 12 people. Well within our comfort zone there.
Yeah. They, however, were not in their comfort zone.
And that was the first time we really asked them to invent things.
Yeah.
And it was understandably uncomfortable.
Yeah.
For some of them. For some people. And this is the thing for us, is that we're used to working with improvisers. We're used to working with people who are there to make things up.
Mm-hmm.
And so the hardest thing normally for them is the singing bit. And that's the bit that people feel uncomfortable at. So a lot of the work we've done is getting people over the fear of singing.
And now we're doing the opposite.
Yes.
Which, so this is a whole new realm and a new challenge for us, which is getting people that love to sing to step into the void of not knowing what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I have to say, they did a bloody good job.
Fantastic job.
Brilliant,
yeah.
Aren't they,
Pointing Joe? Songs deliver every single time.
Bloody love a Pointing
Song. Tell me a
time
a Pointing Song hasn't won.
Do you know what? I can't.
I
can't. It's a winner.
I reckon you could get people, and like, ring up 12 random people.
What, now?
Now.
No, it's too late. We're going to the pub.
All right. Well, if you could somehow get 12 random people from the country together, young or old, 3 years old, 103 years old, singers, non-singers, whatever, I reckon they could pull off an awesome Pointing Song.
I reckon they could.
Yeah.
And these guys nailed it big time.
Totally awesomely
And then
it.
To have every single person join in with the last line, which was, I love sledging.
Yeah.
I was just like, this is pretty much the best thing ever, isn't it?
Yeah,
I've got
it
50
is.
People who are grown-ups
yeah.
in a room singing I like sledging.
And that's a line that, you know, has come out of nowhere. It's been invented. Very exciting. Then we moved on to something that was a little bit more experimental that we basically just came up with.
Yeah.
And we called it the Gastric Band Round.
I don't know why I said that in front of all those people.
No, I don't know why you did that. And now we're saying it in front of all
I told all
podcasters.
These people that we called this the Gastric Band Round. I don't know why.
Well, we don't know why. It just, well, it's something to do with a band and it's something to do with a round.
Oh, God.
Anyway, that's it now. When yeah. we write our book.
That's what it's called.
Well, we've written, when we write the next book, that's what it's going to be called. So the gastric bowl, I'm going to stop calling it that.
The next bit that we did
was an experimental pointing song round without pointing.
Yeah, and basically we took the words out for this one and we divided the choir up into their parts.
Yes.
Which, let's see if I get this right, Joe. Which were the basses, the tenors, the altos and the sopranos.
Oh, very good.
So people were in their kind of comfortable singing range.
Yes, they were.
And we asked them to create a bass line for the basses.
Yes, and that was tough, I have to say. Well done, Jeff.
Well done, Jeff.
Because that was probably the most exposed that anyone was going to be of the whole evening.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I did overhear a little snippet of a conversation later saying that that might have been a bass line from something else.
No!
Possibly. Well, that does raise an interesting point there, doesn't it? Is if you haven't improvised before, and someone turns around and says, improvise something, I suspect that a lot of the time your first instinct is to start rifling through your filing system in your head for something that you can pull out that will be appropriate, that's been written by someone else.
Well, there was certainly a bit of that the second round with words.
There was.
A young man with wonderful glasses and hair. I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
Mm.
And he said that, asked to think of lyrics, you know, he could only think of Status Quo.
And I find this really interesting that we've said this before, we all improvise all of the time when we talk, and there's a group of people there, and we're all talking, and we use our voices in a sing-songy fashion. So we improvise tune, and we improvise words all the time. And yet you say to someone, improvise something, and suddenly you're like, but what I'm going to say isn't going to be good. It's not going to be funny or tuneful, so I'm going to have to rely on someone else who is funnier and more tuneful than me.
Yeah, and it's interesting, isn't it? Because everything that was created in those big group pieces, which we'll hear some of, unbelievable, just brilliant, utterly brilliant. Like, sounded like composed pieces of music.
Totally.
People to not only do you get in a group of 50 people, but the people that were creating the lines within their individual parts, you know, they were putting themselves up for scrutiny and going, hey, 9 other people, here's something I've just made up, now you all have to sing that.
Yeah.
So not only was it brave and brilliant for those people, but also the support from their fellow parts was beautiful to see. Everyone got on board with it immediately and strengthened it, and there was group mind in those bits. We talked a little bit to them about group mind. They probably thought we were waffling on about nothing, but they did find their group mind.
Definitely, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? Being supported when you feel exposed takes that feeling away, and suddenly then you get that pride of like, look, 9 people are singing what I made up, or 20 people, or 50 people, or 100 people.
There's 50 people in the room singing something that they've made up, and they're doing it because we've gone in there and made them do it. Maybe it's just my crazy egomania, probably, but it just makes me so happy to see people taking risks and finding joy in taking those risks and doing it together and supporting each other. It's just brilliant.
Absolutely wonderful. So then we put words into the round, band, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
chose a subject that was singing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thinking about singing.
That worked.
Mm.
And I'm really, I just want to do it again and again now.
Yeah,
really chuffed with that. And again, the other thing, you know, just noticing differences between, you know, the fearlessness of improvisers are like, I don't care if I get it wrong.
Yeah.
Which obviously these guys, they're getting it right all the time, so it's hard for them to take those risks. But one thing we have it with improvisers is quite often when we've gone from making up songs with no words and getting people to use their voice and just play with that.
Yeah.
As soon as we introduce words, we end up with a one note song.
That's, I mean, true.
The Maydays do one note songs.
Yes, everybody. All improvisers do one note songs.
But these guys didn't.
No, singing is inherent.
Their
That's
tunes,
what they did. That's what they've trained themselves to do.
Yeah, their tunes did not suffer as a result of their words.
That's a good point. And we never at any point had to say, you know, keep hold of the tune. You know, we had lovely melodies and counter melodies being split into parts. You know, I think. That's their comfort zone right there.
Yeah.
And it really showed, because musically, that was way, way better than what I was expecting.
Yeah. People to trust us,
yeah,
to take those kind of risks,
yeah,
and we had an hour with these people, and we wanted to achieve as much as we could in that hour.
Mm.
And I want people to have a nice time.
Yeah, that's the thing that I want as well. It's like,
I don't want people to have any moments of anxiousness. There's a difference between a kind of nervous excitement and doing something that's a little bit out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between that kind of fear and kind of, this is horrible. I feel exposed. I don't want to be here.
Of course.
And I never want people to feel like that.
No.
So I think when we're trying something new with new groups of people, I'm sort of preempting any possible fear that they might have.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah. It's a fine line, as you say, because people have to take risks. Otherwise it doesn't work and you don't get the payoff.
Yeah.
But you don't want people to feel uncomfortable.
No.
And hopefully, well, we'll find out.
We'll find out.
Whether people felt uncomfortable or not.
We've asked the Jam Tarts if they will let us know how that experience was for them. And if you're a Jam Tart and you're listening to this podcast and you haven't told us...
Well, we've got a new way of letting us know how you feel about these things, if you've taken part or if you've heard them on the podcast, which is a forum on our website. And we would love this to be a place where people are chucking in ideas, starting new threads, talking about anything to do with musical improv or musical improv comedy.
Thanks, choir.
Thank you so much. Keep listening out, because we're going to be doing this with other choirs.
We are
coming
indeed.
Up, and eventually we're going to be doing it with 2,000 people across England.
Wasn't it 200,000?
200,000 people.
Maggie Peake.
Yeah.
if you're listening, you've got to tell us about
that. Who knows what you started.
Thank you once more. Profound thanks to Lee and the Jam Tarts.
Yes, indeed.
For letting us loose on their beautiful choir.
Hopefully we've got a little bit we can play you of the song that they're singing. One of the songs that they're singing, they're going to do a recording of.
And they do concerts all the time. Mm. I'm sure we'll put a link to their choir up when we do this podcast.
Yes, absolutely. So we'll leave you with the sound of the Jam Tarts.
Much better than we could ever do.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks for listening. And please come and sing with us sometime soon.
And so keep your emails coming in and chatting on our forum.
Bye! Forum came about, Joe.
Oh, if you must.
So for, oh, I don't know, two or three years, Joe and I have been kicking around the idea of, like, wouldn't it be great to have a forum?
It'd be great. If only
we
knew.
Should we have a forum?
But how would you do a forum? It must be really complicated.
And so for 2 or 3 years, we've kind of thought it would be good to have a forum, but just thought, there's just no way our tiny minds could possibly begin to explore the...
No, not a whole forum, a whole forum on a website.
And then today it turns out that you basically just...
Press the forum button.
Drag it in. Drag it into the window. There's a forum. And we've been talking about this for so long.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And the conversation today was like, should we look up how to do a forum?
Oh, look, you have to press the thing that says forum. Put it in the box.